This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to today's Daily Devotional. We're now looking at the subject of holiness. And today we come to part 7 of holiness. And we're looking at 1 John, the 5th chapter, and verse 4. And it says this: For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. I'll say that again. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. We're looking at holiness, beloved. We're trying to get to grips with what holiness means. We're trying to understand what it means to be holy. How can we be holy? We know God Almighty is holy. We know that. We know Jesus Christ, our Lord, is holy. We know that the Holy Spirit is holiness personified, set apart. But when we give our hearts and our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, note I said that. I didn't just say we give our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, because oftentimes that is what a lot of people do. I was talking to someone only yesterday who told me, "Oh, my husband gave his heart to the Lord, but I don't think he really meant it because he hasn't followed God ever since." In other words, what some people do is to give their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and then forget everything else. Forget to give their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that, beloved, is what I believe. That if you want to be born of God, as John is talking about in this verse, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. If you have been born of God, you haven't simply given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. You have given your heart, your soul, your body, in other words, your entire life to the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no point in saying that you are a Christian if you are not prepared to pick up your cross and follow Christ. If you're not prepared to say that you are going to do whatever it takes, whatever the Lord Jesus wants you to do, you are going to do it. You know, when I was a kid, when I was younger, I can remember going to prayer groups. I must have been about 22, 23, something like that. And I'd go to this prayer group, this prayer meeting, or this house group, that's the word I'm looking for. I would go to this house group and I'd be constantly saying to this old lady there, "You know, I'm so scared." And she'd say to me, "Why are you scared?" And I'd say, "Because the worst job in the world I can think of being is a diesel fitter. I'm working in a garage, working on lorries as a diesel fitter." And she used to say to me, "Your Lord Jesus loves you, David. Do you think he'd make you do something that you hated that much? He hasn't made you to be a diesel fitter. He's made you to be whatever you need to be." And believe you me, if the Lord calls you to do something, you will love it. And over the years, that wonderful lady's words have come back to me time and time again because it is so true. He never makes you do something that you haven't been born to do. If you are following what the Lord wants you to do in your life, beloved, you have been born to do it. Say that with me. I have been born to do God's will. Say it again. I have been born to do God's will. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. You know, when I talk to somebody who doesn't believe, sometimes it's really difficult to get across what I'm trying to say to them. And sometimes I don't get anywhere at all. Oftentimes, I don't get anywhere at all. And I believe this. It's because at this specific moment in time, God hasn't touched that person's life. Because we're dealing with faith here. I've tried to explain what faith is. It's like saying, I'm going to turn on the light switch. I can't see the electricity that is going to make that light work. I can't see it. It is invisible to the naked eye. But I know the power. Because if I touch electricity, I'll certainly feel the power. I believe this. If you touch into the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you touch into the power of the Holy Spirit, if you touch that power, you will feel it. You will feel it. And that is the point. John is saying here, this victory that has overcome the world is simply this, our faith. We've never seen Jesus. We never touched Jesus. We never heard Jesus speak. But we know he exists. We know he's there. And if we listen carefully, we can hear him talk. If we listen carefully, we can sense the power of the Holy Spirit. We can sense that because it becomes part of our daily lives. During the first hour, I was talking about the fire of God. And the work that we do in this world, is that work going to be burned up? Is there going to be nothing left of it because it was worthless? Or will that work sustain because it was what God wanted us to do? It's so important that we understand we are serving a living Savior. We are serving someone who died on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago, who died for your sins, who died for my sins, who died so that we might be reconciled with the Father, so that Jesus would bridge the gap between the Father and us, the Father and mankind. And Jesus was sacrificed as a perfect lamb for our sin, for your sin, for my sin. Is it so much to ask then, to say to Almighty God, Lord, teach me to be holy. Teach me, Father, to be holy, to be set apart. Show me, Lord, how I can give my very life to you. instead of just my heart, but I can give you my soul and my body, my entire life. And I can say, Lord, take me and do as you will with me. Beloved, is that your prayer today? If it is, say these words with me. If you're saying yes now, say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I ask you now, in Jesus' name, to take my life, my body, my soul, my spirit, and my heart, and do with me as you want to, Lord. I give you my everything. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. If you said yes, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email to studio@worshipradio247.org and simply say, I said yes. That's it. studio@worshipradio247.org and simply say, I said yes.